It's Ash Wendy with a game for you. He's coming into our lives.
Ash Whaling from wellplayed.com.au, Games Vander Geek. How you going, champ?
Oh, mate, we've got such a fantastic cross-section of both gaming and geekery today because we've got movie trailers.
How good is this? The Super Mario Brothers movie.
I finally found it. Now who's gonna stop me?
Are you excited?
Mate, when I saw the casting call, I think a lot of people fell asleep because they were just like, why? But now that I've seen the trailer, it looks far better than it has any right to be. And can I just say, our good friend, Mr. Jack Black, as Bowser, is absolutely absurd. He's hamming it up. It's so good.
Yeah, he is amazing. And a lot of people criticizing Chris Pratt for giving Mario what sounds like a regular speaking voice and not Italian, wahoo, Mario, as we all know and love with the Italian accent.
I mean, that seems to be the biggest backlash is everyone going, wow, and starring Mario as Chris Pratt. A lot of people are saying that it's Mario come fix it Felix from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah. It's an impossible task because you're going to annoy people if you are doing that Italian accent the whole time going, wahoo, well, here we go.
That's the thing. Charles Martinet has made a living out of turning Mario into the most ridiculous, weird sort of pseudo-Italian stereotype ever.
Like, wahoo!
And everyone's going, if I had to watch a 2-hour movie with a dude talking like that the whole time, I'd probably put a power drill through my ear.
Like, so true.
So, I mean, the criticism is real that the voice is a bit boring, but at the same time, the way I look at it, we only have like 2 lines from him in the trailer.
That's it.
Maybe it's more interesting later. Maybe there's like a big heartfelt moment where he's just like, well, Princess Peach, I cannot believe that Bowser is going to take over the kingdom. But maybe not like that, you know. That's also kind of terrible.
Maybe it's like a 1993 Bob Hoskins infamous misfire, because that was so bad, that movie, back in the day. And I remember going to cinemas going, is this really happening? Is this my favorite character brought to life? And they've just made him in New York kind of like, hey, I'm walking here.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking here. Yeah, no, well, I mean, everyone was wondering whether or not, like, there's weird sort of lore for Mario. Like, he comes from New Donk City, which is like a weird Japanese retelling of New York and some, like, in the original, remember, he was, like, from Brooklyn in the old one.
Yeah,
you know?
And now he's in the nonsensical world of the Mushroom Kingdom. It's pretty surreal, but I'm on board. I love the animation. It looks pretty cool.
It does look really, really good. It's from Illumination, which are the same people that made the Despicable Me and the Minions. So, I mean, it looks a hell of a lot better than I expected it to. It's very, very pretty. And like, God, they've made Bowser look like a terrifying dude, haven't they?
They have. Jack Black is the greatest when it comes to it. But we've given Mario a life of his own in Australia. So here's a snippet of us doing the trailer.
I've got me magic sandwich now, Tom of Burnett's in the ghetto!
Street! Ah, oh, crikey. The missus isn't going to be happy about this.
So there you go. They're Boganockers.
So the thing is, they're going to release this film in every major country. We've seen, well, I mean, there's France Mario, French Mario's online. They've got Italian Mario, which it's pretty close to home. We feel that if you're going to have an authentic dialect for Australia, it probably should be Aussie.
Early morning,
BB long neck.
Doing doughies in my Datsun 180.
I've got to get me job seeker forms in.
So good. And now we want to talk about this too, because Overwatch Pionos is back thanks to Overwatch 2. So what is up with this?
Hi, Lena. Brigitte? Oh my gosh, you've grown.
So Overwatch 2 finally released a pseudo-sequel in the sense that it's not really a full rehash of the game. It just sort of improves it a lot. But game came out. People played it. Some people liked it. Some people complained about it. But apparently, the online adult scene has revitalized because people forgot, oh man, I really like looking at pornographic images of these characters. So let's get back on that train, shall we?
There's Fortnite, there's Minecraft ones, and now Overwatch 2 on the old Pionos.
Ah, well, back in the day, Overwatch was just massive in the lewd scene, as it were. So with the release of Overwatch 2, I just feel like a whole lot of people just goes, oh yeah, I remember looking at Rudy pics of these people. Let's get back on that train.
Well, it's the number one search thing, video game term, when it comes to that.
It's one of the things I love about, you know, Old Mate Pornhub is the fact that they'll happily put out analytics and be like, hey, this is what people are perving on. Check it out.
So what characters too? Because I've never played Overwatch. Is there something we need to type in just to warn others about it?
Yeah. Where would this stuff appear so I can avoid it? Like, and like, what kind of terms would people be typing in to make sure I don't do that? And, you know, just to avoid that horrible, gross stuff. But so generally, Overwatch has a very rich and interesting cast of characters. It looks a lot like a Pixar movie. Like, it's really quite beautiful. But basically, there's a whole lot of lithe, attractive women in the game, and people like to type it in. One of them is a character called Diva. She is a mech suit pilot, so she drives around a giant robot. But when she's not in a giant robot, she's wearing a skin-tight bodysuit.
Oh, no, so, no, no.
I don't think you need to go to an adult website to imagine what she looks like, but apparently people do.
Well, I just Googled it, and there's someone called Doomfist, so we'll just leave it at that.
Mate, if you're going to be looking up Doomfist, what you need to do is look up my man Roadhog. Okay, he's Australian. There's three Australian characters in the game. Roadhog is the man. If you're going to look at lewd images, you might as well check out that hunker burning manly love.
God, Lord, mercy.
Victory is ours, my friends!
I know, he's more man than I could handle. More man than probably half a dozen men could handle, to be honest.
The fans need to do something with their time. Speaking of fans, TwitchCon. There was a foam pit accident involving said lady of pleasure, an adult film star called Adriana Cheshik. So she suffered the most alarming injury. Yeah. She broke her back.
Yeah, not in one place, but two places. Ugh. So TwitchCon is effectively the Comic-Con for the Twitch scene. All your favorite streamers will go there and all your favorite viewers will be there meeting their favorite streamers. They do all kinds of festivities every year. They do lots of fun activities. It's like any other kind of con event. There'll be things to do, there'll be stuff to see, and there'll be people to meet. This year, TwitchCon had a foam pit set up, sort of like in a gladiator way. There were sort of these two raised platforms. There was a sea of foam around them. The clip that I saw, I was just perusing Twitter, and Adriana does like this absolutely awesome leap into the pit. She jumps, she taps her toes, and then she goes plummeting into the pit.
Oh.
The issue is the foam pit isn't up to code. Whatever the foam pit code is. Now, this is the interesting thing. On Twitter, a lot of people came out with their admittedly interesting knowledge of foam pits. Oh, it should be at least sort of 4 to 8 feet deep with a not a hard surface at the base of it.
Yeah.
Apparently, people standing in the foam pit, the foam only came up to their knees.
Oh, yep. A lot of people breaking their backs, obviously, getting surgery right now, getting a few meter rods.
Well, that's the thing. She's put it on Twitter. Like, in the footage, she jumps, she lands. She says, people say, are you okay? She's like, haha, yeah. And then 2 seconds later, like, are you okay? She's like, haha, no.
Ooh,
she tweeted out, I've broken my back in two places. I've got surgery booked tomorrow to have a rod put in to fix it.
And she was crying badly. A lot of people said the EMTs were onto the scene and she's like, I cannot feel anything.
I cannot walk out of it. She basically lands. She's impacted her tailbone and gone straight up her spine. And she's not the only one who got hurt. There's another image of a woman who dislocated her knee. Some other people talk about how like they took a real hard hit. They could get up and walk away afterwards, but the whole day afterwards they were in pain. The thing that's got people annoyed is that they signed a waiver before they went in the phone pit.
Oh no. Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
So there's a lot of people who are seriously hurt. And apparently there's a piece of paper that says, if you get hurt in the foam pit, too bad.
That's why you got to sign a waiver. And
it's all good. The internet detectives are saying that gross negligence might mean that the waiver means jack all. So we'll see.
We'll see. And we'll also look her up on the websites just to also warn people about her work.
Just the normal websites. Don't. Where would I avoid?
Don't do it at work.
Where would I look up that stuff just to avoid that? What should I not type in?
Just asking for a friend. Now, Dead Space remake. And this has just dropped. The gameplay trailer has been released. Thoughts?
Officer Nicole Brennan, medical is overwhelmed. We need help.
Mate, so they're remaking Dead Space and it looks incredible. It's looked amazing through all the development, but now the gameplay trailer's dropped in. No, my God.
It's a lot of horror and gore, isn't it? A lot of dark corridors and a lot of frights, which I don't like as a gamer. Oh.
No, I mean, I own and I've played Dead Space. It was an ordeal. It was hard just because it is terrifying. But Dead Space came out at a time when there wasn't a lot of sort of new, interesting horror games and nailed it. It was really quite spooky. Unfortunately, it was one of those games that sort of got lost to the Ethereum. It got stuck on the Xbox 360, didn't get a re-release, and now people are buying copies off eBay for ridiculous amounts of money.
It's
now,
quite gory, too. Like, it looks like a disgusting mesh of bones and flesh and horrific.
One of the first things you see, the game tells you a little tip on how to deal with the enemies. Scrawled on the wall, in blood, is the words, cut their limbs off.
Ugh.
That's how you deal with monsters in the game, and that's true. That's how you deal with them. The horrible, scary space zombies known as necromorphs, you've got to basically cut their limbs off to slay them. You can just fill them full of bullets if you want, but if you slice off a limb or two, they'll go down a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah.
But now, here it is coming to next-gen, new-gen, ultimate-generation consoles with realistic flesh-tearing physics and blood particle effects, and you're like, oh, my God.
It's graphic.
Can't play this around any child.
No, terrifying atmosphere. Even them just playing Mario scares the hell out of them. It's like, oh, it's Bowser.
Almost as deadly as the TwitchCon foam pit.
Well, Ash Whaling from wellplayed.com.au, we're going to play your theme.
It's Ash Whaling with a game for you. He's coming into our lives.
And it's bloody great to hang out with you yet again.
Oh, mate, let's see what we have next week, but this week has been a ripper.
Let's-a-go!